Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. Period. End of story. If you want to succeed in life, it's difficult. It's not easy. It's not fast. It's not simple. It's uphill.
Two forms of pain. The pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of the change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't yet. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the fucking mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You had every opportunity.
Every man at some point in his life is going to lose a battle. He's going to fight and he's going to lose. But what makes him a man is that in the midst of that battle, he does not lose himself. This game is not over. This battle is not over.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
People give up right before they get what they always wanted to get. People quit.
The easiest thing in life is to give up. The hardest thing is to keep going. But we have to.
If you quit now, you're going to be a loser your entire life.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left?
Every single successful person in every single thing that they've ever done, the thing that makes them different from everybody else is the fact that they did not quit. You are going to reach a threshold where everybody has quit before, and you are going to get to that point, and you are going to think to yourself, maybe I can't do this. And that point and that decision that you make at that point, that is what is going to define you as a human.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Doing the same things, hoping to be a better person. Expecting the same things out of the externals, hoping that would be different. Only way that you can conquer yourself and then move past this is the renewing of one's mind.
In order for a man to gain his life, he must lose his life. So you've got to be willing to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you are to become.
Understand just how hard it is to work every single day to try to be great. Everybody is excited in the beginning. Like New Year, everybody started in January, gym's packed. Every year, you get to February and March, habits matter. Habits matter. Principles matter. How you view what you're doing and trying to accomplish matters.
If you want to achieve success, you're going to have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success.
Those who have left their mark in this world believe that they were chosen for something great. And a lot of us think that it's just the special ones who get to live out their dreams. It's not those who are special. It's those who believe. It's not those who are magically chosen. It's those who choose to be chosen.
Epictetus's question was, how much longer are you going to wait to demand the best of yourself? We all know we have potential. We all know we have things we need to stop doing. We all know we have things that we should start doing, but we tell ourselves we'll do it later. But will you?
So tell yourself the truth about the situation that you're in. That's what we need to do. And it should hurt a little bit, by the way. It should hurt a little bit. There should be aspects of your life that you know you can improve upon. That should hurt a little bit. Here's the cool thing. Take ownership of those things, and guess what? Doesn't hurt at all. Now guess who's in control? You are. But if you're having trouble finding discipline, start by telling yourself the truth about what's going on.
You can have what you want in 5 years. But there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward.
Let me tell you a secret. No one does when they begin. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started. The idea of a single eureka moment is a dangerous lie. It makes us feel inadequate because we feel like we haven't had ours yet. And it prevents people with seeds of good ideas from ever getting started in the first place. Be prepared to be misunderstood. Anyone working on a big vision is going to get called crazy, even if you end up right. In our society, we often don't take on big things because we're so afraid of making mistakes that we ignore all the things wrong today if we do nothing.
People should know that you never will be able to go through life without failures. Failures make us learn. Failures make you stronger. Pain makes you stronger. So I think all of that is good.
Write everything you want on a piece of paper. Everything. I don't care. Use your wildest imagination. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true.
It's easier to live a life you hate than it is to live a life you love. Doing what you love can be hard because we live in a world that encourages the opposite. But that doesn't mean it's right for you. No one can decide what struggle or success looks like in someone else's life. You get to choose that. And if you don't, then society will decide for you.
People will belittle your plan. People will tell you that you have the wrong vision. People will tell you that it will not work. But here's the thing. It's not their vision. It's your vision. It wasn't given to them, but there will be people who will try to tear it down. Who will tell you you don't have what it takes. Who will tell you that this is impossible. Who will tell you that you need to be realistic. But nothing great has ever happened from being realistic in their own hearts. Small minds do not see a big plane.
The higher you fly, the deeper you fall. Okay? So if you want to fly high, do it. But if you fly high without somebody telling you before you're starting the flight that there will also come the descent, then I think it's kind of blind. Just keep it in mind that there is something in our lifetime which is always balancing out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold, right? That life is about happiness. Mm-hmm. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. A lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it.
If you can dream it, it can potentially become yours with the right energy input, the amount of work ethic necessary, and a good attitude. Understand that you have one life. How you live it is your choice, but life will pass you by. You don't want to be the person that wakes up 30, 40, 50 years from now and regrets what they did.
I never like to look back because it just... there's really not much in it for me, right? It's just, I always like to look forward. Do I want to look out the windshield or do I want to look through the rear? I rather look forward because I know where I'm going then, rather than always looking in the back.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generation. And the only way that bill gets paid off is you gotta be willing to make the hardest decisions.
The energy it requires to start doing something is way more than the energy required to continue doing the thing. And that the beginning of doing anything results in the lowest amount of reward, both internal and external, than when you've been doing it for ages.
The only reason why you're not living the life that you actually want to live is because you keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live. Day by day, keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live.
That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside, it's cold. I don't want to do this, it's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. It's telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
You got to do something, man. Right? If years and years pass and you're just the same dude, then you're not really living in a way. I kind of feel like you're just being pushed through life.
I think people are where they deserve to be. And if you look at what they did over the last 10 years, their life is going to look exactly what it should look like. If you can't become aware of your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to have control over your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to tell the bitch voice that you have in your head to sit the f*** down or shut up, you're going to have a very hard time making any year your year.
In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. All the answers are in there. You have to live in suffering and pain and failure all the time. You have to learn, I need to visit it.
I'm not gonna negotiate with my goal. Like, I've been negotiating sometimes with my goal. The time in my life where I'm most successful, there's no negotiation.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop,
they ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get it right.
Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to be remembered? That's it.
Nobody can destroy you if you won't let them.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win.
Gotta f***ing fight. It's hard. It's hard as f***. You're gonna have days where you don't wanna do anything. You're gonna have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You gotta get the fuck up and you gotta get in the fucking fight.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. Go from average to fortune, you must get serious. And you must get serious about 2 very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important.
What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be?
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come. Trust me.
Just keep working. You're not getting what you want. Keep working. You are getting what you want. Keep working.
You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors that perhaps are very uncomfortable to you. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change.
I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something, right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess: emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, breathe, or sleep, I can work with you. Most people don't want it that badly. You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. And you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything. That's who I want to work with. To get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What happens if you walk through this lifetime, something unexpected comes? And then there it is. Something that we call choice. You have the choice. The suffering comes and you run away. Or the suffering comes, the pain comes, and you face it. We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body becomes so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter after words anymore.
So you got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
I don't tell people that they're okay the way they are. No, I say, no, you could be way more than you are. And they're relieved about that, you see, because if you're in a dark and terrible place and someone says you're okay the way you are, then you don't know what to do about that. It's
right.
No, I'm not. I'm having a terrible time and I'm hopeless. You're okay the way you are. Well, then what? That's it? That's it? That's where I am? And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life. And that will give you the antidote to the suffering.
Don't worry. You're never ahead, you're never behind. You're exactly where you need to be. Don't let anything rush you, because you're exactly where you need to be. And every minute that you're spending wishing you had someone else's life, you're wasting a minute of yours.
You learn things painfully. And when you learn something painfully, a part of you has to die. that's the pain, you know, when a dream is shattered, for example. A huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that dream, has to be stripped away and burned. And so life is a constant process of death and rebirth. And to participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it. And so the good is that process of death and rebirth, voluntarily undertaken. It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die.
What happened for me is I realized as my life was circling the drain, this was not the situation that I wanted. I didn't want my life to end in divorce. I didn't want to be in financial ruin. I didn't want to be depressed. I didn't want to be anxious. And here's the truly screwed up thing. I knew what to do to fix it. See, this is the trap that most of us are in.
But progress towards a worthy goal, a worthy vision in your life, is the pathway to success. So why don't most people make it? Why don't most people? They go their whole life, they never really live, they react. Because they live in the physical world. They don't control their thoughts. I want you to remember this. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams and your vision. If you can begin to change the way you think, literally, you can begin to change your life. But most people only operate in the physical world.
Discipline equals freedom in all aspects of your life. From a fitness perspective, you gotta have the discipline to get up early in the morning. You gotta have the discipline to work out, the discipline to eat the right foods. And if you have those kind of disciplines, they're not easy. But if you make the right choice over time, it's gonna give you freedom.
Life is a journey. Never think that any frame of your life is independent from other frames. Because that's where we can really overwhelm us. So when you're in a certain situation, you suddenly feel that this is it. This is now a real setback. If you don't recognize that it's a journey and this moon will continue to travel and the setback is not going to remain this way, then there's strength and confidence to move forward. But if you convince yourself that my moment, remember the emotional reaction of demoralization takes over, then besides the actual setback, the actual diminishment, you've now turned it into a liability.
But I will tell you this, it isn't one thing. And it isn't 10 things, and it isn't 100 things. It isn't a quick path, and there are no shortcuts. Meditation won't get you there, and neither will a miracle drug or an organic supplement or some superfood. Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between.
Your brain spends most of its time trying to make sure you don't notice, because you'll go crazy if you notice everything. But when you decide what's most important to you, your brain goes after it. If you don't know exactly what you want, or you let yourself get beyond that to something general, you're not going to achieve it. Clarity is power. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, the more your brain knows how to get there.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
I say to myself, I refuse to believe that if I'm a good person and that if I'm working hard, I refuse to believe that this doesn't work out. I know that this moment's going to pass, and I know that I will look back on this moment and I'll see exactly what I was meant to learn. And the fact that you believe in your heart, that you got the mindset, you got the work ethic, you got the ability to figure this out and to keep going, and that eventually if you do, what's meant for you is going to find you, you will be rewarded for all this in the way that you're meant to be rewarded, that's amazing. It's an amazing feeling because you can pick yourself up no matter what happens.
You should be concerned. You should be anxious. You should be worried. You should be concerned. You know what that means? That means you actually give a fuck about what you're trying to do. Everybody tries to preach this no anxiety, no stress, low drag, happy all the time shit. Bro, when you really care about something, you really want something to work, you're gonna feel stress about it. You're gonna feel anxiety about it. You know what? It means that you give a shit, all right? You should feel that way.
Isolation. You can be out in the world, you can be a history maker and a productive legend. You don't get to do both.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off.
What really you need is hunger. The most successful people on earth never lose their hunger. The hunger to be more, to do more, to share more, to create more, to become more, to give more. And if you have a hunger and it doesn't die off as soon as you succeed a little bit, then you start to become something extraordinary. Those are the people that you know their names of because they're famous at a different level. They've been famous for decade after decade because they keep performing at the higher level, not the person who is a one-time wonder.
People have problems and they're often annoyed and oppressed by the fact they have problems, but you have your problems and the problems that bother you. Mm-hmm. And you might ask yourself, well, why do those problems bother you and not other problems? And I would say maybe it's because in those problems you actually find your destiny. And those are often things you don't want to look at, but it was something that bothered you. It turned out that was your problem. And if you faced it, well, then you figured out on that road that that was your destiny.
Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
With myself, I have to hold the line. There are areas within myself where I cannot compromise. I am going to work hard. I am going to train hard. I am going to improve myself. I am not going to rest on my laurels. I am going to own my mistakes and confront them. I am going to face my demons.
Use it as fuel. If you look at stories of great men, of great women in history, that story always has a lot of disadvantages that were overcome. There is something in the process of overcoming hardship that creates greatness. Most people quit through that process. If you can survive it, then your story will be a great one.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, "You let you down." Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you give it 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
I'm not going to give up or give out or give in. I am going to stand. I am going to maintain my self-discipline. And on those points, there will be no compromise. Not now. Not ever.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man.
The best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's come to save him.
And I got bad news for you. There's nobody coming. There's nobody coming to save you. There's nobody coming to help you. You are the only one that's going to be able to save you.
No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. The bottom line is, no one's coming.
Nobody's coming to save you. It's up to you.
So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this shit started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer into fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands.
It's time to make a decision. It is time to decide who you're going to be. Are you going to be one of the millions and millions and millions of people that wishes and wants and dreams and thinks about who they want to be? Or are you going to be the person that actually becomes it?
Your potential is determined by how much uncertainty you're willing to embrace.
Whatever position you put yourself in, you gotta work yourself out of.
If you can be honest with yourself about what you truly want and take responsibility for creating it, you will.
Because you have this idea, you have this dream, you have this vision that nobody else can see.
The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by. This you will become.
No one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's give me against me, period.
Are you going to lead with action, or are you going to lead with empty promises?
And a lot of people don't wanna flip the script and say, the reason I'm not where I am in life is because of myself. That is a very difficult statement to admit to.
What is life? Are you happy with it? And if so, is this the intake and outtake of breath makes you put a smile on your face? You haven't earned that. What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake, the outtake of what you call light is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time. And a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance.
You don't have to be special. You just have to get up every day, put one foot in front of the other, and work hard to do a little better and be a little better than you were yesterday. And one of these days, you are going to wake up and realize that you not only changed yourself, but you are now in the middle of living the life you were once jealous of.
There was something inside me that made me the person who I am today. So my mindset always was the same, exactly the same as I have right now. I'm like, if someone did it, I also can do it. And if no one did it, I can be the first one to do it.
If you're at that point in your life where you just can't take it anymore, stand your ass up and take on life again. Because yes, you can. I'd imagine you see no end to the pain, and for that I'm terribly sorry, but the pain doesn't own you. You can feel it all you want, but you're not gonna let it paralyze you anymore. Whatever takes you to that breaking point is done, because you don't break. You stand the hell up and get better in the face of every single bit of it.
And we want to think that it's
other people, our past, our circumstances that are taking away our power from us and making it difficult to work. It's not. It's you. You're the common denominator in all of your failures. And even if external factors do play a role, focusing on blame is just going to keep you stagnant. It doesn't matter what was going on around you. What are you going to do now?
I think people struggle a lot with the concept that something can be both painful and empowering. It's this hurts, therefore it's bad. When taking full accountability of your life with all of the deficiencies that you have may be the most painful thing that you do when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault. But in saying, this is my fault, those are also the first two steps of progress, because it's my fault, not anyone else's, which means it's my responsibility and my action that can change that.
If I could instill one piece of advice into all human beings, it would simply be to believe in yourself beyond, you know, without a doubt, believe in yourself. And don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
Stop wasting your gift. Every single day that you have the opportunity to get better and work on your goals and become the person you want to be is a gift. It is a blessing. There is going to come a day where the opportunity to achieve your goals will be gone. But that day is not today. And you have an obligation to take advantage of the opportunity that is right in front of you. The opportunity that if you keep ignoring, it might just pass you by.
I can't do that because I was born here. Or I can't do that because I have this issue. Or I can't do that because they made fun of me. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're going to get more of the same. You're going to get laughed at more. You're going to be ashamed more. You're going to be frustrated more. And you're going to really regret at the end of your life that you put off taking responsibility for yourself and building yourself into what could be.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you're giving yourself an option. You're giving yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. You're giving yourself room not to do it.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
You must be your best version because somebody is counting on you.
And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
The version of you that got here is expired. It was built to survive the last chapter, not lead the next one. You want a new level? Then build a new identity. New standards, new discipline, new mindset. You don't get to keep your old habits and expect upgraded results. That's not how this works. Figure out who the next version of you is and start becoming them now. Because the truth is, you either evolve or you stay stuck, and stuck doesn't serve you anymore.
Well, I think the deck is stacked against everyone to some degree because life is very difficult and we all die. It's like, well, what's the alternative? You just take responsibility for that and try to struggle uphill, because the alternative makes everything worse.
Nobody is going to save you. Nobody is going to make it easy for you. Nobody can live your life for you, endure your pain for you, choose your struggles for you. Nobody can experience the growth that comes from loss for you. Nobody can build your confidence through 1,000 tiny failures for you. Nobody can lie awake crying about some inconsolable loss that hurts so much it creates a bottomless pit of emptiness for you. Nobody can learn the lessons for you, rebuild the pieces for you, gain the strength for you, find the confidence for you, earn the rewards for you. Nobody can write your story for you. Nobody can tell you what it all meant. Nobody can make the impossible choices and live with the eternal consequences and suffer through indecision, doubt, and regret for you. You get to do that. You have the honor and privilege to suffer and overcome that suffering, only to suffer and overcome again and again and again. This is called being alive. It's called being human. And no, nobody else can do that for you either.
But we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No